How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us now is Sun Country CEO Jude Bricker. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Vanina. Nice talking to you.
Nice to talk to you, too. So many things to chat about today. First and foremost, Sun Country has gone through some tough times, as many airlines have, with employee situations because of COVID and Omicron. And on top of that, some of the software issues with Sun Country. Mm-hmm. How are you guys doing now, and what do you want to tell people who plan to fly you, who are concerned about some of the issues that have been happening?
Sure, yeah. I've never in my career experienced the challenges that we had over the Christmas break. So we had these really high volumes associated with holiday travel combined with really challenging weather conditions. Those two things in and of themselves are things we handle usually pretty well. And then on top of that, we got an IT outage and COVID. And so, you know, sick rates for our crews and our key personnel that are required for every flight, we're up 10 times what we usually see as COVID kind of moved through our workforce. And it's just been a really, really challenging situation. I mean, things are back to normal now at Sun Country, and we're operating. You know, yesterday everything was on time, and we haven't canceled a flight in about 2 weeks. But it's been, it was really, really tough for a while there. And so all we can do is try to communicate with our passengers as we know of any disruptions that they're going to be facing and get through it.
And as far as that data outage is concerned that forced the cancellations and delays, has that been solved? Are we assured that that won't happen again? Do we know?
Well, I mean, there's nothing we can do to be absolutely positive. It was associated with a ransomware attack. And, you know, I can't say that it, you know, we take all precautions to try to make sure that our systems are secure and backed up. But what happened here is we had an outage, and then we went to the failover solution, and that failed as well. And then we have a manual backup process, and we just couldn't keep up with the volumes. So we're trying to make it more and more secure as we go. We have about three or four critical systems that we're focused on right now, and we'll keep making it more more reliable as we keep growing the airline.
5G is in the headlines right now, and airlines, actually some international airlines, had canceled flights because of the concern over 5G and AT&T and Verizon wanting this. What are your thoughts on this and its effect on airlines?
Yeah, so there's an airline industry group called Airlines for America that's taken the lead on the issue. I think what passengers need to know is it's not going to be a safety issue. It may disrupt some flight schedules because when we fly into low visibility conditions, we sometimes rely on instruments that may be affected. Then we wouldn't do that. And so I think the concern for us right now is just getting some clarity on the rules and making sure that we don't affect passengers. But it's not a safety issue. I mean, we'll fly in such a way that we can be confident in the safety that we're delivering to our passengers.
So for people who fly Sun Country regularly or may consider it, anything, any big news coming out this year, any new routes that we can look forward to here in Minneapolis?
Well, we're really focused on growing back, like so many industries that were affected by COVID to what we had pre-COVID. At Sun Country, we're just about back to where we were on our passenger schedule fleet, which is great. And so this summer, we're offering new destinations to folks to get to, and Minnesotans in the summertime go to visit friends and relatives and also go on vacation. So destinations like Buffalo, New York, Indianapolis, and Cincinnati, and we have new vacation destinations like Vancouver, Asheville, and Hilton Head that we're launching this summer, something to look forward to.
Are you finding that people are coming back? It seems like the airports are getting crowded, and it seems
sure.
Like things are getting back to normal in terms of people wanting to fly.
Yeah, so over the holidays, we got nearly back to passenger volumes that we had had in pre-COVID, but Omicron has definitely affected volumes, and so we've seen a lot of cancellations, and people have been slow to book in January and February, which I think makes sense. And as we see Omicron peak and then recede, I think we're going to have a really strong March. And so our focus right now is to try to staff up to that challenge. You know, and we depend on TSA and air traffic controllers and all kind of people across the industry, and we're all trying to work hard to make sure that everybody gets to where they want to go, and we can put enough seats into the market to deliver low fares to people.
It's 7:26. We're talking with the Sun Country Airlines CEO Jude Bricker. Just 30 seconds left. Any recommendations on where we need to go or a good deal that you can share with us?
Well, I mean, you know, we're all dealing with this cold weather, and so I always recommend people to go somewhere nice and warm. Mexico is always a great choice, and we have, you know, it's only a 4-hour flight, and we have dailies down to Cancun. And then what's always real popular with Minnesotans is West Florida, and we have 4 destinations in West Florida. Most of our passengers choose Fort Myers. Sanibel Island is gorgeous, Marco Island, and those are places Minnesotans love to go to, and I'd highly recommend that as a weekend getaway or longer.
Oh, boy, you don't have to twist my arm. I love Sanibel, that's for sure. Thank you so much. We really appreciate you joining us. Hope to have you back again.
Have a good morning. Take care.
Thank you.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.